You're listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created the show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. It's episode 64 of the Lifted Life Podcast, and today we are talking about autopilot and the drift. What does that mean?
To me, when I hear that, I think of autopilot being someone who believes life's happening to them, and that they're just drifting along in this so-called life, wondering what next thing's going to come at them.
What's going to happen to them next?
Or they're numbed out and they're just going like a drone.
Yeah. So when I hear autopilot, I can really relate, because sometimes I feel like I almost get into autopilot just to get through some difficult tasks or to get through the next thing, and I'm not really being present in each experience. So for me, autopilot it's like the opposite of present moment awareness.
Yeah, I can relate to that, since it's been about 1 month since I've been out of my normal 8-to-5 job and into working at Lifted full time. And I definitely was on autopilot for the last 20 years of my working career, where
to some extent
but like it's easy to fall into that routine, I guess.
And I posted about that recently over on Instagram and Facebook, how your life is not just the weekend. Your life is not just begin on Friday night. I understand you may not absolutely love your job if you have a career or a place of employment, but we really want to encourage you to wake up and not just be on autopilot and bring your present moment awareness to your situation, wherever it is. Regardless of your job, I think you can bring your own personality, your own creativity to whatever it is you're doing. And when you're not doing that, you're probably going into that default autopilot mode. So I think the question is, how do you wake up? How do you snap out of the autopilot mode? Or how do you even know if you're in it?
In the opening, when I said a lot of people believe life is happening to them, I think that we're actually happening to life. It's the other way around. You're creating your life. And the way to snap out of it is to realize that and to pay attention to that and see examples of how you're actually creating your life.
Kind of like when we were on a walk with our kids, or maybe just one of them, they're like, what do you mean there's infinite possibilities? We're like, see, right now we could stop and we could walk like a chicken or moo like a cow. You didn't see that coming, because at any point, anything.
I was shocked that I'm always more mathematical based. And that's one of the things you talk about in calculus, is that there's infinite possibilities between, like, a circle. There's infinite degrees. And that's the example I gave our son, was that I'm staying on a circle and I can turn infinite degrees, and he seemed to understand that, which,
and I was like, yeah, but let's get back to barking like a chicken, because that could happen too. So that's more artsy fartsy, but it's the real deal.
They both
also
work, right?
At any point, anything can happen when you step into your role as creator. And yet I think that what you're saying is right on, that if you feel like life is something that happens to you, it's very natural to go into this autopilot mode of, oh, put up my shield, what's going to happen next, and not stepping into your power as the creator of your
own. Or give your power away and say that, no, things are happening to me. They did this to me.
Right.
Like when you give your power away and say, I'm not creating this, it's happening to me. See what they did.
Yeah. Or let's talk about now about this idea of drifting. Mm. What comes to mind when I say that? Because this show topic, I'm not going to lie to you folks, it was my idea.
It was definitely your idea.
As about 90% of them are. But I said, hey, what about a show called Autopilot and the Drift? And you're like, is that two shows? Are you telling me two show ideas? And I said, no, sweetie, don't you see it? Autopilot and the Drift?
In my defense, you talk about multiple things at once often. And I have a hard time following which thing you're talking about.
This is true. I'm always like, can you step it up then? Anyway.
Can you triple task like me?
Yeah. The Drift.
The Drift to me is when you're aimlessly going in a direction with no intention. You're just letting
wandering
the wind blow you ever which way.
Right. And I think a lot of people are drifting through their life. And I think, once again, this is kind of an invitation to stop the drift. I feel like time's going to pass anyway, whether you're pursuing something that lights you up and makes you super proud and excited, or you're just doing all the basic chores of life, these habits of checking the boxes, and either way, the time's going to pass. And so I feel like this show, more than anything, I want it to be this invitation to create something.
Well, the best part about this information for me is that this is something we found useful. This is something that this is how we think life is and how we create our life. If it resonates with someone, that's great, and you should take that. If it doesn't resonate with you, or you don't like what we're saying, then
you're probably one of those people that gave us a 1-star review on the podcast.
No, then find something that resonates with you, or keep doing what you're doing. If you identify to like drifting in autopilot, it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It just means that that's how you've been living your life the last 30
days. But I think most people, I don't think anyone's out there like, yeah, I love the autopilot drift.
No, but I could see someone saying, oh, that's me. I got that. Oh, crap. I'm a drifter.
No, I think that what
that's not bad.
No, and I think we all have a tendency to do it from time to time. There may be, for instance, you say, oh my gosh, I drifted through my 30s. Mm-hmm. Or, oh my gosh, I've been on autopilot this whole week. I haven't even really brought present moment awareness to the people and things that really matter to me. And so I think the first step to breaking out of the autopilot mode is that presence. The opposite of autopilot, in my opinion, is presence. So how do you bring presence? Well, given that we have kids and they've been home on winter break a lot and we've been with them a lot, I think of them and it's like, I have a lot of interests. I have a lot of things that vie for my time, and spending quality time with my children is one of them. But also continually only playing with them and doing things with them is not my idea of a good time. I like to be my own person, and I think it's important they see me as my own person. And so balancing that dance between numbing out on my phone or with my laptop and working and not giving them any quality attention versus, okay, I'm going to put my phone aside and we're going to play this game and we're going to bring this present moment awareness to it. I'm going to pay attention to, I think it's our senses, our sense of sight, smell, sound, taste, and touch. Bringing that awareness, I think if you're bringing awareness to any of those five senses, you are breaking out of the autopilot mode. What do you think about that? Using our five senses as the way out of the autopilot.
Yeah, I think when you use your senses, you bring yourself into the now. And the most present moment is right now.
Right. So you
can. And right now. Like, as long as you're staying in the current present, your senses, those signals are what are giving you the information of what's happening right now.
Another anchor that I just thought of is our breath. Mm. So when you take a really deep quality breath, that signals to your body that you are safe and that everything's okay and it's safe to relax. It's okay to enjoy this moment. I think that's another anchor. So using your senses as an anchor into the present moment will help you snap out of the autopilot mode, and additionally using your breath as an anchor to the present moment versus the mind drama of what do I need to do next or what did I do wrong that was in the past. I think that autopilot is for the past and the future, but it's not something you can do in the present moment. It's a place where
I agree with that.
Well, good.
Can we give you my example?
Please.
Before we started recording, we had discussed what topics we were going to do, and we also started making lunch for ourselves and our kids. I caught myself in autopilot, and we've done, I think, episode on this topic, but being in the kitchen, we always say our kitchen's small and, you know, we'd run into each other and I have an issue of getting irritated about cooking in the kitchen while there's people in there. And like, we've talked about that. I hit my pen. We've always told that story that our kitchen's small,
and it's not tiny, but it's not huge.
It's not laid out for cooking with multiple people and have people in and out. And there's other stories. I can't remember the other ones that we come up. So I started falling in those stories, and I kind of thought, is this autopilot? And I just kind of kept going back. And what the real reason why I don't like people in the kitchen goes all the way back to a complex I have about being short. When I was 13, 14, my sister, who is a year younger than me, maybe two, was quickly catching up to me in height, and actually she is taller than me. And I hated it. And everyone would always bring up, who's taller, you or your sister? And they'd always want us to stand back to back. So I would always keep her at distance from me because I didn't want anyone to think she might be taller than me. Now it doesn't matter. Now I think we're almost the same height. She's probably still taller than me. But that was a complex I had. And somewhere deep down, I buried in this, just keep people at arm's length from you.
Ooh.
So they can't measure how short you are.
Well, and how about the irony of you falling in love and marrying such a gigantor of a woman?
But that was where the autopilot comes in. I wasn't sitting there thinking, keep everyone away.
Yeah.
Because like that's something that's deeply rooted.
Subconscious programming.
That I've had. And then over the years, I've just didn't want people near me.
Well, what's funny too is I'm much taller than like my mom, my sister. And so I kind of feel like, oh my gosh, here I am just so tall, sticking out. And so I've got this going on. You've got yours going on. And we're just happily married.
Is that why you walk on your knees? I never could figure
I do
out.
Not. deep breath. Okay. So that's interesting. Something, I don't even know if you've explained that to me.
I told you, I just figured it out.
Just figured 15
minutes
out.
Ago.
So keeping people at a distance, I wouldn't necessarily call that autopilot, though. I would call that more subconscious beliefs and subconscious programming.
Okay, but the autopilot part of me was I'm cooking, and I'm not thinking about what I'm doing, and I'm just like falling in that pattern.
Here's what I would call autopilot.
Okay.
You're cooking, cooking, cooking. You know we need to do the podcast. We're going to take our kid to the skate park. We might. We're going to talk about going out for dinner. We had a soccer game tonight. Like, you were thinking about all these things we got to get done. Do you remember tasting your food?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember chewing your food? Do you remember what we talked about while we had our food? To me, that is when you're in that drift, is thinking about all the things you have to do, all the things that you didn't do. But what you're saying is really valid too. And I think it brings up, hopefully it just highlights how much work we all have to do. And sometimes putting it that way can kind of be exhausting. How much healing and growing we all have to do. I think that's what we're here to do, is to experience this human form, learn and grow and create and express and experience. And so I think sometimes maybe people get the idea that because we're the Lifted Life co-hosts, we always live an extremely lifted life. It's just not true. I think we do is bounce back pretty quickly. Like, oh, that was all ego. I would just kind of snap at you, and that was like not who I want to be. Sorry about that.
But that's the trick, right? Is how fast can you snap back? It's not don't ever, because I personally believe you need the contrast.
Mm-hmm.
You need those low moments to appreciate the high moments. I woke up 2 days ago with a pinched neck nerve thing.
Pinched neck.
And I tried not to whine, but I'm sure I whined all day about it.
You also were kind of snippy when I was like, are you okay? And you're like, I said, I can tell you're in pain. It doesn't hurt. You'd go into the bathroom, move, and be like, ow. And I would be like,
I didn't want to give it any attention. I was just going to ignore it away.
That was your strategy, is like what we give our attention to grows in our center of focus. And you thought, if I just focus on everything but this pain, it'll go away.
And it's gone now.
Also took some ibuprofen.
But
we're not against.
But the contrast right now feels really good.
Yeah.
Like, I feel really good right now.
Good. I'm glad. I told him, like, use that ibuprofen. Sometimes we do need to use modern medicine and then really focus on all your healing superpowers, power of thought, power of attention, power of intention, while you're feeling good from the medicine, kind of combining Eastern and Western practices, if you will. Okay. So we're talking about subconscious programming. We're talking about autopilot and the drift. Real quick, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Lifted Naturals. As you probably know, one of our top sellers is our mood-boosting probiotic, and today I'd love to highlight a review of that product. Written by Chucho, 5 stars. Certainly not scientific, but my wife and I have noticed an improvement with our tweenager's moodiness. More level and consistent emotions after one bottle so far. Lots of variables to consider, but at least appears to have an incremental effect at this point. So we appreciate that review. You guys have no idea how much those reviews help us. Reviews are a direct route to our hearts. We thank you if you've taken the time to write one. If you haven't, we would love it if you would just take a quick minute. And if you're not someone who takes our product, that's okay. We still love you. you could write a review of our podcast. Reviews really do help us a ton. We live in this online world. We've grown this entire business from our phones and laptops, which means many of you we've never even met, but you've been supporting us along this way, and we love giving you really valuable content. One of the ways we do that is this podcast. Additionally, is several posts on Instagram and Facebook, and of course in our private group, The Lifted Life. Come join us there if you're not there already. And, you know, one way that you can thank us if you're enjoying the show or the products is to write a review. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for that. We try to put out some good review karma ourselves, don't we?
We do. Before we had this business, I did never leave reviews because I thought, who reads those?
You also thought a little bit more like an employee, and I've always thought like an entrepreneur. So I've been writing reviews all along.
That's true.
It's true, haven't I? I've been like, okay, we got to write a review for this.
So, like you said, it's a twofold thing. It's so other people can see the value that you got out of it, but it really does energize us to let us see, you know, how we're helping people or even what people need and also, outside of what we're doing.
Also, when you do write a review, so when we do that, we feel that energy of like, oh my gosh, I know how that's going to make their day, and I know how much that's going to mean to them. I think sometimes it's easy to kind of get tricked into this idea that, oh, it's just some big business, but there's someone somewhere doing a happy dance because of a sale or review. And that's for sure with the Lifted business. Okay, so that was our little break. Let's keep going now. Back to, we talked a little bit more about autopilot. I want to talk about the drift. To me, they go together, but they're a little bit different. So I first learned about this concept of the drift from Michael Hyatt, who talks about it in his book that I didn't read, but I heard him talking about it on a podcast. So he was talking about scuba diving. I'm going to paraphrase this story, but it is Michael Hyatt's story. Check him out. He was talking about how they were scuba diving. And actually, now that I think of it, I don't know if it was him or someone else. Just focus, Sylvia. Somebody was scuba diving or
swimming
with with a air tank and a snorkel. Snorkeling. I think that's what they're doing. I think they're snorkeling. And they were just kind of going along, enjoying the sights, and they just were enjoying themselves. And they realized, you know, we better pop back up and look at, you know, look and see back where land is. Sure, it's not too far because we haven't been doing this too long. And oh my goodness, their heads came out of the water and they couldn't even see land.
Oh my goodness.
They had drifted. Now, this might not be the exact story, but this is the story that I made it mean.
It's going to fit.
So what might happen? I'm not trying to scare you. I don't believe in scare tactics. We try really hard with all of our messaging to be solution focused. Mm-hmm. Not here's what's wrong, but here's what's going on and here's how you can help it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not trying to scare you, but I think maybe if we're not careful, that might be a metaphor for some of our lives. We pop our head up like, oh my gosh, I finally got the kids through high school, or oh my gosh, I finally paid off my car or my house, or oh my gosh, I finally quit my job. And we look back and we can't even see land, and we don't even know who we are, and we don't even know how we got there, and we can't believe so much time has passed and we haven't created what we wanted to create with our life or our message in our life. And so I think it's just important to take a moment and reflect, to take a moment and to decide where you want to go so that you're not just drifting. And I don't think it's always about a destination. In fact, it's never about a destination. It's more about a creation. What do you want to make? What do you want to have to show for your experiences? It might mean more travel, or it might mean some sort of creative project. It might mean a business. It doesn't really matter specifically. It just matters that you check in and say, the time is going to pass. What do I want to show for it?
The only thing I would add to that is, beneath all that, what you're really after is a feeling.
Okay. And if you drift and you don't feel like you've created the things you've wanted to feel, how do you feel?
No, but you said...
Regret. Remorse. I guess I'm trying to say, if you bring some awareness to this, you won't have that regret. Nobody wants to sit on that rocking chair in their 80s and look back at their life and be filled with regret that they didn't take the chances. They didn't try go for the opportunities or whatever they could have done. Nobody wants to have that feeling of regret. And so that's... Right.
Yeah, nobody wants that feeling. But what I was saying is, you said, you wake up and you realize that you didn't create the life that you wanted to create. That is true. The reason that you want to create the thing you want to create is to create a feeling. that's really what we do as humans is feel things. So to wake up and realize you haven't done that, I would say focus on the feeling first, and then you will get those other things.
And I think also it's never too late. So maybe you drifted through your 30s. Yeah, I agree. Maybe you drifted through your 30s, 40s, and 50s. But now you're 61, and it's time.
There's any moment, yeah.
That you can create the feeling you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't wait for the achievement to feel the way you want to feel. I totally agree. But also what we're kind of saying is, or what I'm saying is that when you accept the fact that you're either doing the things you want to be doing or not, you say, okay, I can either have this feeling of regret or I can have this feeling of what is it?
Yeah. So if you wake up and you're 50 years old and you really want to do that one thing and you said, oh, but I wasted the last 50 years of my life and there's not enough time. What I'm saying is forget about the time. Think about the feeling that would have created if you would have done whatever you wanted to do. Focus on that feeling.
And you'll attract more of it.
You'll attract more of what you wanted to do, and you'll be surprised when all that stuff still comes to you and you thought you didn't have enough time.
Yeah. As I'm thinking about what other things kind of bring to mind this autopilot and the drift, I think we often do it when things are really difficult. So like when the kids were really little and you weren't getting enough sleep and you weren't getting enough socialization and your house was a mess and everything was just a mess. Mm. I think that it's very natural to slip into this autopilot mode and to actually just bring awareness to the fact that you're doing it and to be gentle with yourself. It kind of goes back to that. It goes back to that in so many of our episodes. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, how do I fix this? How do I heal this? How do I just be a little gentler with yourself to start? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like what you're saying. Like, don't allow that feeling of regret to wash over you. Maybe for a moment you can say, well, I regret some of these things, but how do I want to feel?
Yep.
And begin to attract that. So at any moment that you, oh my gosh, I just went through this whole winter break on autopilot. It's like, that's okay. Cause you can bring present moment awareness. Now you can anchor to this moment and connect with maybe your elderly parent or your grandchild or whatever it is. It's never too late right now to have that present moment awareness with them. Right? That's kind of the idea of the opposite of regret is change it now.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was saying that. Cause that'd be a classic move by me to be like, oh, wait, I didn't do this thing I wanted to do. Oh, you're an idiot. And start working on all these reasons why I didn't do what I was supposed to, what I wanted.
Yeah, and to let go of it so quickly would, why wouldn't you? You always have, it seems
because
to make sense to you.
When you filter it down, it may seem, let's say, I wanted to have a 100 employee software company. And I woke up tomorrow and said, you didn't do that. Look, you're 39 years old and you didn't do that and you wasted your life away. Start going down all these reasons. If you boil it down to, or if you start with, yeah, that's a maybe pretty lofty to have a company of 100 people and doing all this revenue and software. That seems really big. But if you filter it down, the only reason you want that is because you want to feel a certain way. You want to get a certain feeling. So start there. Think about what that feeling is. Focus on that feeling. Feel that way now. Oh, it feels so good to have these things. By focusing on those feelings, you'll naturally attract those. And maybe you'll be surprised, maybe you won't be surprised how quickly those things come to you. And you may be able to achieve that in a relatively short period of time.
And I think it's important to note that maybe it's the 100 people software company isn't the exact aligned goal. But once you act out of alignment, the right things will come to you. So maybe 100 people software company is more of an ego goal.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll be the boss. It'll be so cool. And then it's like, once you start to really do it, if it's from this place of who you really are and the impact you're really here to create, it's not about the numbers of how many people. It's more about the impact you guys can make together and gals. Mm-hmm. Precisely. Okay. So what would you say is the main takeaway from this episode for you personally, and then maybe for someone who's listening?
You and I have different definitions of drift and autopilot.
What did you think we were talking about?
Main takeaway. Mm-hmm. It goes back to awareness. If these words, these signposts resonate with you and you feel like these are things that aren't serving your life, bring awareness to them and try to find ways to kind of break the autopilot, to shift and do your new thing.
And I would add the gentleness, the idea of when you bring awareness to it and you notice it, don't beat yourself up. That would be like, you're so human, dadgummit. That's so silly, right? Instead, it's like, ah, that's my human side again. That's the ego. It's okay. It's here to keep me safe and protect me. But I feel like when we really make ourselves more vulnerable and say, but I also have this spirit side who craves more, and and present moment awareness is that pathway to more, I think we'll open ourselves up to a totally lifted life. You like that? All right, everyone. I think that's a wrap. What do you say?
Looks good.
Appreciate you guys listening. We will see you next week on the Lifted Life Podcast. Be sure to tune in.